Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee May. Batting third, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Casey Cox. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Casey Cox. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 0 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Horlin. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball towards right. May catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. May moves to third. Howard moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Howard scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Brant Alia pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Gary Peters now pitching. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMullen. the throw from Brinkman and he is safe. McMullen steals second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Frank Howard now playing first base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward pinch hits for Rich Morales. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Pete Ward. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held pinch hits for Gary Peters. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and throws to second to double up Berry. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.